Spiritual growth. Spiritual reflections. Good afternoon, my friends. I am so happy to be among you again, my beloved, on this dark day of earth, when the outside is dreary. At least in here we shall be filled with power and love, and before you leave you will feel the peace of the upper spheres, and you will feel it as if the sun is shining, and I know it will carry you through at least for some hours to come. You know, when we are here, the forces on high are aware of this time, and they are listening, and they know you are here, and are aware of your presence as I am. And to think that the higher ones who are glowing with power, so shining, so brilliant, to think that they are aware of you, and know you, and claim you as brethren, does that not make you feel good indeed, and to know that you are not abandoned? But always the forces on high are aware of this world that you dwell upon, and the brethren you live here, and who live here. And though it can be dark and dreary, you can drag down your soul. Always there is the inner light that reaches out to the higher places. Many of you have already climbed some steps towards a greater light. Many of you know this because of the inner sense of peace. Sometimes the worldly conditions drag you down again, but never mind. Behind it all is your understanding, your knowledge that you are spirit, that you have been alive for all time, and you'll be alive for all time. You cannot die. You cannot die, nor can you be abandoned. Isn't that a lovely thought? To know that you have the opportunity to always express yourselves, to play your part upon the pathway of life, to take up the challenges, and each time to know that there is a reason. Everyone knows, even dimly, that there must be something. Everyone feels that they cannot explain. That is why people reach out to God, to Jehovah, to whoever they wish for and talk about or whatever. But everyone seeks something beyond themselves. It is an inner longing, an inner seeking, and even the most dull, the most depraved, even they, when they are at their lowest ebb, cry out, "O God, where are you?" You hear these things, the very lowest do, you know. They cry out when they are at their lowest ebb, even though they have denied all love that they know, for when they are alone and abandoned, they feel. It is then that they cry out. It is always so. In the darker places of the spirit realms, it is always the same. We had an instance lately. A poor soul came to us crying, "Please, please take me to the light." I said, "Brother, I cannot. I can show you what is beyond you, to give you hope and inspiration." And I did. I taught him. He returned some days later and said, "Where is the sir that helped me?" The sir was me, and I told him that I was so happy to see that he had become a little lighter, because he now understood and was endeavouring, because he could not endure. Though the man had dealt harshly with those he had met in life, yet he had a love for his garden, liked pretty things, so he hated the dreariness of the greyness. You can see this was terrible to him, but now he is changing. So it is for you in this grey time of the year. Yet there are days when the sun shines again. It is like your life, days shadowy and days bright. And, as we have talked about this before, nature teaches you and shows you the way. All you have to do is look and listen and try to understand all that is around you, and you will see the design for mankind. Every time I re-enter this world, I am aware that it is not easier for me. I always hope that when I enter again, that the vibrations will at least be easier for me to enter into. Each time I do, I choke, I truly do, and all those around me choke with the density of this world. The grey clouds around when you do not see, to us are very dense. I live in hope that one day, when I re-enter, I will find this lightening of the atmosphere. It is my most earnest wish, and the earnest wish of all above. It is the reason we labour. It is the reason they labour so strongly for you. When we find a servant who can be our light, as it were, who can be our voice, we are always so happy. Who do you think enlivens all the servants of the earth? Who do you think is behind everyone who gives you earth knowledge, inspiration and devotion? It is us. We are behind every soul who can help you. If you could see the labour that is being brought about for you, you'd be surprised. Even you who cannot always enter the pathway of service, each time you do endeavour in a small way, your own guardian helps you tremendously. At times there is an inspiration in the words you utter. There are times when you wonder why you have said this or that, and you feel that you are inspired. When the inspiration comes, it makes you aware that you are surrounded by others who are higher, who are keen to bring about changes, to bring about knowledge. So many seek and yet do not find. When the inspiration comes, it makes you aware that you are surrounded by others who are higher, who are keen to bring about changes, to bring about knowledge. So many seek and yet do not find. Yet, when you do more help to help someone, share your knowledge, and they find that which they are seeking, it is a wonderful thing, truly wonderful. You cannot count or see how much you have aided. Sometimes you believe you have done very little. You think, what have I done? But you have set about a new wave of thought that can change another and set them upon a new pathway of life. That is not a small thing. To us, to help but one, you have served your purpose well upon the earth. You may think that this is very strange, but we know that when you serve one and they change their life, they in turn will serve one, or two, or three, and so on. It has to be one at the beginning. One. Do you think our maiden with a lot of began with a lot of people, or anyone? It has to be one, then another, and another. Each one of you knows that you can reach out at times and you are welcomed, and yet at other times you are repulsed and you feel sad. But do not, for the words uttered are never lost, for the soul memory is there. Even a few words can help a soul at a later date. When they need, they will remember. So do not cast yourself down, but remember that a few words can uplift, can propel a soul forward in understanding. Every grain of sand seems lost on a beach, but it is singular. You may feel that you're all like grains of sand and of no importance, but you are not. You are individual, as the stones, the trees and stars, as they are individual. Some stars mass, as you do, as you are now in a group. Everything has its own identity. You are stamped out, as it were, and you add to that mould, and add, and you give, you reach out and give. Now, can you honestly say that you have never helped anyone forward? You cannot. People say to us, but I am doing nothing and I feel so sad. They say, we cannot and we have not. But we say, yes, you do. So I want you to see this. This is why I want to talk to you today about yourselves. I want you to see yourselves as being filled with power, and that power is in your minds and in your bodies. As you sit there, some of you may be still and some minds may be racing. But never mind. Those thoughts are reaching out and I feel them. Now to me, there is a force coming towards me. And as I have told you, this force can go out to others in a similar manner. I feel this force coming to me and it is loving, and you are sending it. See yourselves like a battery or computer, storing up all your knowledge and the battery humming away. You know that one person can disrupt. You have seen it of late. You know that one person can do much good. So you know that you are one and that you have potential. When you are feeling low and you do not think much of yourself, you are defeating yourself. Why cast yourself down? The world may be pressing upon you, but you are not defeated, because you will lift up your head again. And you know it. Many times we see you and you are clinging to a thought, and this thought is around about you, eating you, devouring you, and you cannot think straight. No matter what is said to you, you do not hear. Is this foolishness or is it not? I think it is foolishness to allow a thought to so eat you up that you are unaware. When you are in this unaware state, you do not know who is near. You do not know their words. You are hidden in this dark alley. Where you are, do you not know that a thought is shared in part of a burden removed? All of you are loved by others. When you are low, do share your thoughts. There is always someone who loves you, so do not be afraid. In our view, when we see a mass of depressed people, we know that everything around them must be dark. We say, why is it so? And when we find out, we do our best to help. But then at times we think of the times when we were on the earth and we were in a similar condition. Then we think, how would we react? This makes us feel more human, as it were. I know at times you think, oh, it is all very well to speak this way. I know this and that very well, but I do know the outcome. I do know that you are aware of all the difficulties and they don't last forever, and that you will change. I suppose it is that we look at you from the point of view of a life removed, and its time element does not exist for us, and we see your problems as small in the way of time, lasting for a small time. We know this is not true for all of you. We know this, and I want you to see that we do not expect you to be everything and do everything immediately, but we do want you to understand yourself. You know that you are not meant to drive yourself down, and that other conditions will put you into this darkness. And should you not be allowed to do it, or take you over, or press you down? Every time you are depressed, will you please try to reason out your problem? Is it your problem? Is it someone else's problem? Is it your child's problem, your husband's, mother's, father's, friends, or your own? Now do think about this. If it is your own, then you understand why. You know how to reason, you know why you're in this state and what has brought it about. But if it is someone else's, how do you know what is the truth about it? You cannot read the other person's mind, no matter how close the person is. You cannot see how they think, how they reason, or how they deal with things, how this problem has come about. You cannot see around it, behind it, inside it, outside it. You don't know, and yet here you are, filled with this problem that belongs to someone else, and you are full of worry. And you do not know what to do. Well, you know it is good to help others, but there are times when we cannot take another's burden. It isn't harsh to say so, because each one of you is here to carry out your own challenges of life. You have the mind to reason with, and you know what you're doing. You know what you are building up, you know fully. You have full comprehension, and so does everyone. So do not allow another to drag you down. Rather, think. Now if you think around everything and see what is possible. If you can do something, then do it. Don't sit and dwell upon it and make yourself ill. Do what you can, and if you cannot, then leave it alone. Send out the light to the person, send loving thoughts and the power of perfection to them, but continue your own life. Now, do not think this is harsh, for it is not. Because we each and every one have to learn. We have to learn, we have to understand, we have to comprehend our life. We have to understand our inner self, our very inner essence. Understand our maker, as it were, and know what it is that we can accomplish. Many are filled with doubt, believing they have not the power to accomplish anything. Many drive themselves so hard, believing they are inferior. But every single one of you has the ability to help yourself. Each one of you is not weak, cast down with no ability at all. You have each one of you your individual ability, your own qualities, and you are a very, very capable being. It is you who tells yourself that you are not capable. It is you who are wound around with inferior thoughts. Someone may have told you that you are inferior and you believed it. Someone may make you feel inferior and you believe it. Do not believe these things. Try to understand yourself, your inner self. When you think you have had lots of lives, lots of opportunities, lots of time to give you the ability of understanding, when you are here now, they are the sum total of your lives, in understanding, in your soul, all the knowledge. So, you are a being who cannot exist because you are inferior? No, you have ability. You can do whatever you wish and you must believe it. I mean, of course, in the sense of goodness. I do not mean in any other sense of strength, understanding of helpfulness. Ability to do what you have to do in this life, whatever this life demands from you. Each one of you has set your footsteps in the direction where you think you will best shine. But some cannot find that place because they believe they are inferior and could not do what they would really like to. I'm trying to show you that because you are a child of the Great One, the great force, that you have this force within you, that you have ability. I am trying to show you that you can be fruitful, that you can be alert, and that you can cast off the shadows from yourself, and that you can stand upright, and that you can succeed. You must believe in yourself. No one else can instill in you the knowledge that you are wonderful in your own way. You must believe it to succeed. It is not pride to believe this, because have you not the spark of divinity within you? Is not this a wonderful, wonderful thing? And are you not in this way touched by this power? And if you are part, are you not then God in miniature? So minute, I know, but still in part. So you are to cast yourself down and not see yourself as an individual. Who can, if you put yourself forward strongly in belief, in understanding, in love, compassion and tolerance, and then you will become a wonderful, most wonderful person, and your light will shine from you, and you will be radiant. I know the process takes many years, but what is time? It is eternal. Think about it. You have eternity to grow and grow, from here to there and on, and every step you take is a step nearer. Are you to take your place amongst the shining ones in the hereafter, or are you to lag behind, longing for those higher places? Somehow I think you'd like to be away ahead, far away ahead, but it takes a long, long time. But every place before is also shining. Each has its own lustre, as this earth has at times. And when you glimpse the shining days and are glimpsing the hereafter, as you glimpse this beauty, you know it is there in greater, greater growth before you. You cannot imagine it, but do try. Do try to keep it forever in your vision. If you keep it within your vision, it is a nice hope in itself. You know that hope lives eternal. They say that on earth. Well, it can be your eternal hope to keep that glimpse of light and beauty always there before you, to reach out for it and let it be your star to guide you. When you have this inspiration and you glimpse this in the darkness, it will help you carry forward, help your steps quicken, help you to do the things that you desire. I do not want you to cast yourselves down, but to ever, ever glimpse the light. When you feel sad, to think of it. When the earth is dark as it is today, think of it. All put your minds to the brightness of a lovely, lovely glistening day, when everything is warm and beauty is abounding. Think of it now. You will see its warmth if you see it lift your minds up and up to a lovely, glistening, soaring day. Soaring, glistening and gleaming. As you feel the power of God soaring too, and it is floating around you like a beautiful breeze, gently. And you are living in this love, and that is pouring through you. It is yours forever. This ever-increasing power of love to be yours to move about in, as you move in the air of the earth. To move about in this earth, and its love, and it is your birthright. And as you feel this and know it, it is pouring upon you. This is your future. This is the future, and the life then will be the past. Now you are glimpsing the future, knowing that you will be beloved, and that you are part of the universe. Part of the heavens, part of this earth and part of the heavens, and this shall be forever and ever. You'll be caught up in all this beauty, and your soul will sing with joy, and as it sings, the quickening love around you will let you know, and that you need indeed belong, and have always belonged, and will always and ever, not to be abandoned, but to go forth on a pathway to ever climb, to ever grow. It is your birthright, and always remember this. Always remember that it's your birthright to claim the brightness, the ever-beautiful brightness, to know that who live in the same claim the same, that all belong to the great love, the force of perfection. I was trying my best to lift you up, so that you know that you belong to the Most High, and not to feel abandoned in this life, but to know that whatever beset you, and whatever came upon you, or whatever it was you came to learn, or whatever was your burden, it was your opportunity to once again have understanding, as every time you come you do. You have this opportunity to have the understanding. It is not by chance that you have come. Many people believe they're here by chance, but it is not so. If it were so, there would be no order. As the world is in order, the elements, the creation, as everything is ordered, and you see it, so is your life. If in the oceans the tides flow, the stars appear, and the sun and the moon are in order, why should you be floating around loose in the hemisphere or in the atmosphere? Why should you? It would be unkind. You are each and every one known. You have a guardian, and thus you are known. So this life that is yours is your opportunity to take up and proceed with. And as you walk through life from a little child, and your parents or guardians watch over you, and I know that all, not all are watched over, that life carries very heavy loads for some little ones. But we understand these things, and so do they. For the soul has knowledge itself, and before you come, all is understood. I know you do not remember, but it is better this way, much better. In the end of time, you will understand why. Every challenge is a different one. As you know, in your own family, you see your brothers and sisters, mother and father, uncles and so on. You see each one different, different in expression, different in every way. And you marvel because you look at your mother and father, and you and everyone belongs, and yet you are so different. Each one is a different soul. Sometimes you are perplexed by this, but when you have the understanding, it becomes easier. But you know that in some families, some do try the family very much, and everyone seems to think, why is he so different from the rest, or why is she so different from the rest of us? Have you ever thought about this and thought why? Well, the reason is that this person is there because he or she needs the lessons of life as you do. But their life is very difficult and their ways are for testing. And so you will have to try harder. And all of you will be tormented by this soul, perhaps, whatever way he or she is. You wish they would go away sometimes, but yet you love him because he belongs to your family. But this is the reason you're being tested, for the trials of life. Though you are many, each one has a different opportunity and needs a different lesson. So each one of you, in your own way, will react to that person, and each one of you will win through, or will not. All these things of life, the children who are difficult, the father or mother who are difficult, these are our testing times. This is the way. Many say that this is not very nice, but it is the only way it can come about. How else could it be in this life? When you think about it, you will see. It is very reasonable that it should work out this way. For it is in these ways that we are tested, in your friends, family, relationships. Sometimes you want to hide and cut yourself off from people. And this is all very well, and sometimes it is good to retreat, to gather the strength and the forces for the days ahead. But you know, you will have to come out away from your retreat, and you will have to face life again. And if you were strong, you will see that the retreat gave you a resting space, and you are now ready and more prepared, more at peace. When you have someone who is very, very difficult, try to understand their nature. If you live close to them, you will be able to observe. Is it envy? Do they feel deprived? Are they simply a different person from you? Not like you, but lower down the ladder of growth. There are many reasons. Well, if they are lower, you should be an example. And if you realize it, then you have this opportunity. I know it is difficult, but they have to be your example, and they do not change. Then that is their responsibility too. Do you see that when we learn and we know, it is our responsibility? Just as it is, it can be yours, so it can be theirs. When you help someone and they do not respond, it is not your loss. If you are cast down about it, do not be. You have done your best. You have played your part, so do not be cast down. You can try again when you get another opportunity, but if the person does not change, then you will have to retreat and simply be your own self and still teach by example. I am trying to show you that you must not be cast down. You cannot always take the burdens of others on your shoulders. I know many try, out of goodness of their soul, but you cannot. If you give all your time to one who is demanding, who is a parasite, who believes all other people, you are taking your love and your compassion away from others who need you. A person who is a parasite will be a parasite to all, no matter where. And if you give all your time to this being, How are the others who love you faring? Are they receiving your love and devotion while this other person claims all your love and attention? I hope you see what I mean. I'm trying to show you that it isn't always wise to allow yourselves to be eaten up and devoured by others. There are many who do, and they demand much. The person they are eating up becomes weaker and weaker, where they become stronger and stronger in their own way. But is this their way good? No. Their soul is not shining. Their physical well-being may be fine, but not their soul. When you help a person like this, you are not helping them grow. You're holding them back. You're burdening yourself. Always qualify. Always reason. Always think about the person. Look around them in every way you can, if possible, and try to assess and make up your mind clearly, without emotion. The emotions get in the way so often. Don't you agree? The emotions are to blame for a great deal of sorrow in the world. It isn't the reason that is speaking most of all of it is the emotion. The emotions can lead you into such difficulty. You get emotional, the tears come, the temper, and all those things are negative. It is not the real you, the positive being, the reasoning being who is there. It is the emotions, and they are leading you into avenues that you cannot leave. And when it is all over, you think, how did I get there? How on earth am I going to get back? It isn't always easy. Emotions are not you. Emotions are your feelings. Very good when you have your feelings under control, and when you know you feel love for another, that is a very beautiful emotion, but even that has to be restrained at times. But if you can remember that the emotions can lead you astray and into difficulty, try above all to bring your reasoning powers into control. You will find that you are strong. If you try this, if you attempt it often, you will find that you will become stronger if you bite back your emotions and let the reasoning being that is within you come forth. I want you to understand, so that you can be that being that you saw a little while ago, that shining, glistening being that is you. If your emotions are using you, and you are in a whirling vortex, as it were, how can you be yourself? If your emotions catch you up, and you get into a temper, and words come, and you remember later that you have said things that you did not mean, and you have hurt someone, where is that nice person who was there before? Now feeling guilt, now knowing that they have hurt themselves just a little, but still hurt. It is so much more worthwhile to be still when you feel one with the hot words coming, and bite them back, say, now, this isn't me. Talk to yourself in this way. In time you will remember. When you are being cross or intolerant, or full of envy, or being malicious, when these things come, that is not you, the true being. They are part of you, but not the whole. Don't you see? Just a part. A small part that you let through for the time being. Then when you return, you are deflated, and you feel small all over. When we are in the area of self-realization in the heavens, when people reach this area, all these parts are eradicated. Then one knows, one realizes beyond all doubt, that those feelings that can destroy are gone. They are gone, and you can control them. You do not allow them to enter, and now you are cleansed. You are in the area of self-realization, and you hope in the days to come that you will be able to control them always, and never again will ever envy or doubt or fear enter in. Mind you, in that area you are not perfect. It takes a long, long time and a long journey to be perfect, but it is a very good beginning. I would like it if you could learn this on the earth. I know that you will say that it is impossible to enter into the area of self-realization upon this earth, but I do not think so. As you grow, you feel the peace enter it, and you can cast from you each negative part. Then you know that you can. If you can reach it here, how beautiful, how joyous to us. When you enter our world with that happiness, you would sing out, I am so pleased, so happy that I am here. Your joy would be boundless. You would use your own words, of course, but always see yourself as a person who can reach out to these areas and earn them. Today I am trying to show you that it is possible to be strong, to be powerful, be secure, to be all the positive things that are needed of this world. I want you to see yourselves as good and not cast down. When you are in doubt, say, I can do better than this. Always say you can do better, because you can. It is always to grasp the better thought. If you grasp it and hold it, it is yours. Try to understand the law. The law is that you can grasp these things that you desire, both good and bad, for the law works both ways. And if you can grasp out for bad things and hold them to you, how can you not grasp the good and hold them to you? Don't you see that if you can hold the negative thoughts to yourself, you can be depressed and more depressed, and the negativity builds and builds, and you're holding it all around you. so you know that you can also hold bright thoughts, good thoughts, and that you can hold it and hold tight to the knowledge that you're able, that you're strong, and you can do it. You can rise above all the negativity, that you can be a powerful being, and you can shine. You must attempt it. You must try. If you do, how big will be the change in your whole outlook? You will never be cast down when difficulty comes. You will not, because you know that you can endure. You know that you can lift up the chin and that you will be strong. You will understand that you have a greater strength in you than you understand. That strength will always rise up to help you when you need it. Are you not beloved? Yes. So you can. You can grasp this power and hold on to it, and nothing can knock you down. You will have the strength to endure it. Now do you understand? I hope you'll remember, for it is my desire with all my soul, I long for you to reach the higher places, to come to you later and say, was it not wonderful? Has it not all been worthwhile? When you see the design of your life, when you look back and see it unfold before you, and see how you changed and became strong and understanding, knowing that the power is there, that we have but to grasp it. Truly it is there. It is always there. So many do not know how to grasp the power. All it is to know to say, it is there and grasp it. I am thine, I am thy servant, says you. I am and I belong. And believe it. Say, I need the power to uplift me and to sustain me in this moment. And it will come to you because it is there. It is yours by birthright. You have the ability. See yourself with the light within you. Know that it is shining like a star and that you are a lighted up being. Always remember this. Remember your colour around you, that you are always shining with colour. Sometimes it is a little dark, grey or brown, but you know that you are going to cast that out, and it will be pink, blue, orange, pale green and lilac. Is that not beautiful? Yes. If this is so, why can't you make it so? And always have this shining light within you, growing and growing. If you could see this light, it would uplift you. But imagine it there, like a star within, shining. Sometimes waning or dimming a little, but then shining again. It is your understanding that it is necessary to understand that you shine, that you are colour, that you are not only this body, but you are body, that you are spirit, that you have a soul within your spirit, that you have an aura. Look how beautiful you are, how wonderfully you are created. What kind of mind created you this way? Was it not a mind with such complexity, such wonderment? We cannot understand it, can we? No. We may in part it is revealed to us, and we see it all around. We see it in each other, and we see it in nature. We see it everywhere in part. We see sometimes shining, growing things, and we know it is possible. If you had the eyes to see, you would say, how glorious. But some of you have it in part, and you can see a little. But when you come to our world and you see all this glory and beauty, you will say, Zarath did attempt it, but it is even more beautiful. We have it said to us. Sometimes when people pass over, they say, Zarath, it is true, but it is even better. For I do not have the ability to show you colour and beauty. You have to try and imagine it in your own mind. But you have the scenes of beauty in your own world, and they are the pictures that you hang on to, the scenes that you keep within yourself to help you through the days ahead, knowing that in the future that shall be yours, an even greater beauty. That is your birthright, that you belong. Some people believe that they do not belong. It is so sad. Life deals harshly with them and they feel abandoned. We feel like taking these poor people into our arms and saying, brother, sister, we love you. And if we can love you, how great is the love of the Father. Our maiden has a way of saying to people at times, well, could you hurt that person? And the answer is always no. Then she asks if God would do that. And you will not. You see, people blame God for everything. She says, well, if you would not, how would the great perfection cast you down or hurt you or other people? It is impossible. We hurt each other, or you hurt yourself. That is more often. So here we are, a band of people, all preparing ourselves for the holiday ahead. We too, for in our heavens we have festivals. They are not as yours. In the higher places we have festivals, and they are simply thus. We take a rest, we return to our own realms. We meet the friends we have not seen for a time, for they have been labouring in other areas. We see those we love, those companions we have been longing to see. We have visitations from higher beings, and if only you could see them. If only you could see the bright, shining star glistening, and then infuse it with colour in the centre. See a shining diadem. Beautiful jewels, beautiful raiment. Then maybe you have some idea. The power that emanates from them is beautiful. We try and try, when there, to forget our work. We try to believe we shall be there forever. For a short space of time, we listen to the music that we have. We do many, many things, and then we have to return. So gleam and shine as best you can. Let yourself become a radiant star, and see that star shining in the heavens. See it as your guide. Always follow the light, for it is truly there. I would not delude you, for why should I come away from my beautiful place among my beloved and descend into your dark earth? It would be very foolish of me if I did not believe and know without a shadow of doubt that you are the beloved as much as I am, and my brethren here. We are all beloved as you are. The whole wide world is belonging. So in love we offer ourselves to you, most precious love, we who are your servants on earth. For all our servants, we serve in some manner. So we, your servants, offer ourselves to love to you, love to all the world of creation most divine. I know that your power is descending into this small area, for such a wide band of power can only shed good, nothing else. And through the darkness of this world is coming a band of white, of love, of perfection, a band of power so bright it encompasses you about. And whence it came from, in that straight path that cleanses all. For there are others who are feeling it. Know that we are all banded together, and in our minds we are part of you. This force is so potent a force that it can cast away all shadows. Nothing can be dark within it. So feel the power of the Most High, feel the love, and until we meet again, may this love sustain you. May it be your guide, may it ever be present. If you wish to contact me for any reason or any constructive reason, please do so at perhapsme@hotmail.com. Love, light and learning, my friends. God bless.